So the path to liberation is not an external path that leads from one place to another. For example, Highway 17. The path to liberation is not Highway 17. Although some people might say, well, it kind of is. Sometimes it is, right? Because we, like, it's starting to get colder here. pretty soon, you know, maybe the snow's coming. Some people told me it's predicted to be a harsh winter. And so maybe at some point people say, I'm going to take Highway 17 and go to the valley, right? So where I will be liberated from from shivering cold and from having to to shovel away piles of snow and so forth, right? Okay, fair enough, you know? However, this is only temporary liberation from a particular suffering. Okay? Everyone has temporary liberation from particular sufferings through changing their external conditions. We're very good at this, you know? But honestly, temporary liberation from particular sufferings is not good enough. You know? That there is no external path to permanent liberation from suffering. Yeah, we can travel down there to escape the suffering of cold and the inconveniences of snow. You know? But then we have other problems and sufferings where we go. And we're always having to change our external conditions, restlessly moving from this to that, like this, you know? The truth is, temporary particular suffering, not good enough. You know, the sufferings of a little bit cold, yeah, okay. If we can change our situation, make that a little better, okay, no problem. But if we spend our whole life doing that, then we've wasted a great opportunity to attain permanent liberation from all sufferings. Let's take a more powerful example. I think I've told this is a bit personal story, but I think many of us will be able to relate to it. When I was a young boy, I think I was 8 years old, my dad was diagnosed with lymphoma, and he was told that he had a year to maybe 5 years to live. I was just a little boy. And through a lot of good fortune, many things worked in my dad's favor, and he lived till almost 70. You know? So if someone would have told my mom and me, back when he was first diagnosed, that because he was about 30 at the time, that basically he's going to be around 40 more years. I thought I was going to lose my dad in a couple years. You know, if somebody would have told me that he's going to be around 40 more years, that would have felt like liberation. Right? We would have been so happy. We would have thought, oh, that's amazing. And it would have been. But I can tell you that as his cancer kept coming back and kept coming back and kept coming back until finally it was going to end his life, was that enough? No. He wanted to live longer. We wanted him to stay longer. This is just one life. Temporary liberation from particular sufferings is not good enough. You know why? Because later in this life, and in our countless future lives, sicknesses like cancer and much worse, they keep coming back. For as long as we have the root of suffering within our mind, suffering is what we will experience continuously. Yeah, we may get some temporary liberation, and that will temporarily make us happy, but we will never fulfill our deepest wish for lasting happiness. There is no external path to freedom and perfect happiness. The path to liberation is only an inner path, the spiritual path. If we want to be a snowbird, great. But don't ignore the spiritual path. Practice here and practice there, because death is coming, you know? Death is coming.